This is Retirement Talk. I'm Dal Lowry. I've entitled this episode, Watermelon Burgers. More comments were made concerning my latest Facebook posting considering dinner last night than any topic I have posted. Watermelon Burgers. Mark Bittman, a food critic, wrote this article entitled, Throw Another Melon on the Grill, with some suggestions for grilling some food we rarely consider. The grill has come to be associated with burgers and steaks, but that's not the only use for one. Watermelon is delicious. We combine that with something he calls grilled yam planks. Put them together and you are set. I hardly ever think of myself as a vegetarian, just as most folks don't consider thinking of themselves as carnivores. We're just people who eat food. That seems fair. Some of us choose one thing and some choose another. I remember when I used to consider being a vegetarian and I couldn't imagine how or why anyone would do such a thing. Meat is a basic staple in our culture. Eating meat is sort of like owning a gun. It's considered a God-given right to many. We kill it, we eat it. Some of us have chosen to go another direction. I'm sure we number in the millions. People sometimes ask me why I'm a vegetarian, and I always have to pause to consider the answer. People who have already given it considerable thought ask, is it for health reasons or moral reasons? When I first started being a vegetarian at age 67, I suppose it was for both, health and moral. I heard that it was good for one's health for a long time. Then I started to read about how meat was being produced in this country, on factory farms, atrocious physical conditions, loaded with drugs and supplements, abhorrent work conditions, and environmentally unsustainable use of the land. Plus, that meat that is sold today doesn't taste anything like it used to when animals roamed the pastures. It's like the taste has been bred out. Most importantly, our daughter became a vegetarian first. She held to all of the previous mentioned reasons. Plus, she had two small children she was trying to raise. She felt responsible for their health. She could not, in good faith, put such stuff in their bodies. Her decision certainly influenced our choice. I often wondered what vegetarians did eat. It seemed to me like the diet must be pretty much a slug. Not much taste, not much choice, and not very filling. I was wrong on all counts. We have discovered an amazing variety of dishes that top the charts in taste. Brenda just jotted down some of our favorite dishes. Sort of like most folks would jot down hamburgers, pork chops, steak, and pizza with everything. There are many varieties of veggie pastas that she likes to make. I always love it when right before dinner she says, I don't know what we'll have. That's code for we will be eating something new and delicious. Then there are the quiches, spinach, and red pepper. Or mushroom. I like them with or without the crust. Then she throws in some various kind of frittatas. I'm not sure of the difference between those and quiches, but there must be something. One of our favorite dinners to serve when company comes is some kind of vegetable curry over rice. There are several types of curry to choose from, and the spiciness can be managed to suit your taste. We also have discovered polenta. I'm not sure what polenta is, but it seems like some sort of cornmeal. We had never had this until we took the turn, and now we love it in some sort of corn and tomato casserole. This is one of the greatest things about retirement. When we're working at going to school or going to work, our lives are pretty well filled up. We don't have time or energy to really consider some of the basics of our lives. We eat what we are familiar with and whatever's handy. It is pure luxury to pull up a recipe that perhaps has some feature that you have never considered, and then bringing it in to fruition within a few hours. Life becomes a treat, at least at that moment. It's like magic. I must mention a few other dishes. Eggplant Parmesan is one for holiday celebrations. We have always received rave reviews whenever it is the main dish. And not only tastes fantastic, but they are beautiful when they're ready to eat. Then there is cannelloni with spinach and goat cheese, not to be outdone by roasted bell peppers with quinoa and goat cheese. And then a macaroni and cheese with jalapenos that is unlike any mac and cheese dish you could ever imagine. I could not stop eating this stuff. It is the jalapenos and breadcrumb crust that make it. Last but not least, I will mention zucchini patties, shredded zucchini, egg, breadcrumbs, onion, and some other stuff. Always welcome. For lunches, we have found the beauty of salads of all sorts, veggie sandwiches, or cheeses of various kinds, match with an assortment of crackers. There are so many tastes out there. Becoming vegetarian opened a lot of doors for us. I can't imagine falling back into the habit of eating dead animals. This is Retirement Talk. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, contact Del at retirementtalk.org.